chapter 42, Antioch. There are two towns called Antioch in the New Testament, and we must not mix them up. The first Antioch mentioned is in Syria, to the north of the land of Palestine. The other Antioch was in another land called Pisidia, and it was there that the Apostle Paul went when he was sent to preach to the Gentiles. But it is the first Antioch that we now want to tell you about. This Antioch in Syria is near the seacoast, about opposite to the island of Cyprus. We have told you about the persecution of the church at Jerusalem when Stephen was stoned to death. This caused a scattering of the ministers from Jerusalem, and some of them went as far as Antioch, where they preached the word, and a great number of the people believed and turned to the Lord. The church at Jerusalem heard of this and sent Barnabas to Antioch. Now Barnabas was a good man, for he also was blessed with grace. And when he saw what grace there was in those at Antioch, it made him glad. So if we have grace, we shall be glad to see it in others with whom we come into contact. By this preaching, many more were added to the believers at Antioch, and a church was formed there also. Barnabas now went to fetch Saul of Tarsus and brought him to Antioch. You will remember how Saul was converted on his way to Damascus and was now preaching the Lord Jesus Christ instead of persecuting his people. Both Barnabas and Saul stayed at Antioch for a whole year and taught the people. The church increased very much under their preaching, and it was there that the disciples or followers of Christ were first called Christians. Now, in a year or two, the church at Antioch had grown so much that there were several prophets or teachers among them, besides Barnabas and Saul, and there were other ministers called Simeon and Lucius and Manaen. It was at that time that the Holy Spirit said to them, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." So they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on these two ministers and sent them on their journeys to preach to the Gentiles. When they had gone to all the places where the Holy Ghost directed them and preached the gospel, they sailed back to Antioch. There they gathered all the church together and told them all that God had done in blessing their preaching to the people and opening a door of faith to the Gentiles. After this, there came some from Judea who troubled the church at Antioch, telling the disciples that they ought to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses, or else they could not be saved. Barnabas and Saul, who is now called Paul, spoke against these false teachers, and the church at Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas up to Jerusalem to ask the apostles and elders about this matter. So the apostles and elders came together to consider this question, and Paul and Barnabas told them all that the Lord had done among the Gentiles. Then, after Peter and James had spoken, the apostles and elders came to the decision and that the Gentiles ought not to be troubled about keeping the law of Moses and being circumcised. They wrote letters to the Gentile churches at Antioch and other places that they were not to be troubled by these things, but if they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, they would be saved as well as the Jews. These letters were sent by Paul and Barnabas and two other ministers called Judas and Silas. And they gathered the church at Antioch together, and when they heard the letter read, they rejoiced and were very glad. After this, Paul and Silas, being sent again from Antioch by the church there, went once more to the Gentile churches where Paul had preached on his first journey, and there they confirmed the disciples. Then they went on to Macedonia, and after they had preached to the people at Athens and other places, returned to Antioch once more to tell all that God had done. Of course, you know that all these things are in the book of the Acts, and you will find about the first preaching at Antioch in chapter 11, and about Barnabas and Saul being sent to the Gentiles in chapter 13. The account of the meeting of the apostles and elders at Jerusalem is in chapter 15, and the return of Paul to Antioch after his second visit to the Gentiles you will find in chapter 18, verse 22.